Organize Me Radio, episode 78, Spring Into Organizing. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Passion Organizing. Please welcome Alexia Ford. Welcome, Alexia.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Alexia, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited because I've had you on the podcast before, and I always have such a good time talking to you. And today, we're going to talk about spring cleaning and decluttering. But first, for the people who don't know you, can you tell them how you got your start in the organizing industry?
Well, let me take a little step back to kind of tell you a little bit about what made me choose organizing. So I worked in corporate America, and I was dissatisfied in the position that I had. And I realized that a lot of my colleagues were dissatisfied as well. And I had a conversation with my partner at the time. And in that conversation, he asked me, well, what is it that you like to do? And after some thought, it's like organizing. Organizing is something that I've always known is something that I do with ease. All of my family, my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, everyone's always been organized and clean. And so then I ended up realizing that, you know, there were shows out, like this was a thing. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I quit my corporate jobs, cold turkey. I stepped out on faith. And I then ended up joining some Facebook groups about organizing. And that is how I ended up meeting you. And you ended up saying, hey, do you know about NAPO? And I was like, no, but I wanted to know. And from the moment that I became a member of NAPO, it was over from there.
I love it. Yeah. So it's, you know, Alexia, getting to know you, it's been so funny because we call each other cousin because yes, both of our maiden name is Ford, right? But it really yes, does feel like family. And I don't know if it's the NAPO connection. I don't know if it's because we both live in the Atlanta area now. But I remember being so excited when I, you know, first reached out to you and then you were receptive and I'm like, yes, this is wonderful. This is great. So I'm so excited to know you. Now, you have experience with organizing and cleaning. Can you tell everyone what is the difference between the two? Because I feel like a lot of times people don't understand that there is a difference between cleaning and organizing.
And you are absolutely correct. People do consider us sometimes to be cleaners, and I have to let them know, no, it is totally different. And not to talk about anyone's profession, but it's kind of like a doctor to a nurse. They may have some of the same education, their businesses and what they do may kind of overlap, but they're still totally different. They have different skill sets, different knowledge, and are able to perform different duties. So when it comes to cleaning is cleaning the surfaces. It's using chemical components that will allow you to clean the tubs and the toilets and mop the floors. Versus with organizing, we are actually arranging the physical items, creating homes for everything. So if any of you guys are watching and you're from my generation, because I'm a lot older than what I look, everybody remembers Tetris. And with Tetris, you are having to maneuver things in order to make them fit perfectly. And that is what organizing is. And I tell people all the time, just because you have cleaners and they have the knowledge of cleaning, it does not mean that they have the knowledge of organizing. So cleaners are not always good organizers, as organizers are not always good cleaners. Now, fortunately, with Passion Organizing, with Lexi behind the wheel, I was taught and I learned at a very early age how to clean and organize. So I'm able to combine the two together, but they're completely different. If you have clutter or piles of stuff everywhere, you need an organizer, not a cleaner. And if you think about it, when your cleaners come, they clean those surfaces, but then they end up pushing the stuff that is out of place into piles, and they leave it there for you to put away. So we are the people that will come and put those items away. We organize what is in the front, but also behind the scenes.
I love that. Okay, that's a great explanation. Now, when I think of spring cleaning, for me, I think of decluttering, because that's typically the time when, like, one of the times of year where I'm donating, you know, purging things, donating things. So I think of decluttering, but then I also think of deep cleaning. Like, I think of cleaning the vents, you know, dusting, like cleaning the windows outside. What should we be doing during spring cleaning?
So I think because we are organizers, we understand the importance of organizing. I don't even like to call it spring cleaning. What is that? Spring cleaning is just still cleaning the surfaces, doing the corners and, you know, the bases of the floor. To me, it's like a deep clean, right? I like to call it an organized clean. Spring into an organized clean. It is where you are decluttering, organizing, and cleaning all at the same time. And I know that that might sound like a lot, but technically it's not, because I encourage people to take one room at a time, one space at a time. You go into, let's say, your kitchen, you take cabinet one, you pull everything out, you declutter, get rid of the items that you no longer want, need, or no longer serve you. Then you clean those shelves. You clean the outside of that cabinet, and then you place the items back in the cabinet in a categorized, organized fashion. And voila, you have decluttered, cleaned, and organized all at one time.
So where do you think people should start? Like, what room do you believe when it comes to spring cleaning that they should start small? What are your thoughts on that?
Your entryway. So I know a lot of my clients, they don't even like to have people over because they are embarrassed of the way that their house looks. So I always say you want to start from your entryway, and you want to create a list for yourself tackling every room. So, like, for instance, when I come into my apartment, I have my entry, I then have my kitchen, I then have my living room, then I go forward. So most people will have their entryway, and then their living room, and then their dining room, and then their kitchen. So you just go room by room, tackling one space at a time.
I love that. Okay. So, you know, when it comes to spring cleaning, if people aren't like you and I, you know, they might not just get it done, right? I know it's something that just needs to get done, so I get it done. I know you're the same way. For those people who aren't like that, how can they mentally prepare to start the process of spring cleaning and decluttering?
So I want to say that you definitely have to remind yourself that it's okay. Give yourself grace. Give yourself acceptance to know that it is a process, but it is a process that you can conquer, because it is all in the mind, and we can do anything that we want to do. We just have to put our mind to it. So it's like, put on some music, put on your favorite music, and just start in one space at a time. Well, one room at a time, one space at a time. You know, get you a glass of wine. You can schedule an organizing party. There's so much that you can do to prepare yourself. And I should have started with, get out a calendar or use your electronic calendar and put in there the areas that you're going to focus on and when. Do not overburden yourself. Do not expect yourself to get the whole job done in a small portion of time, because it's going to take time. You guys have responsibilities. You guys have obligations. You guys have distractions. So give yourself grace and give yourself time. Get you a glass of wine, turn on your favorite music, and just get organizing.
I love that. Okay, so you mentioned having like an organizing party. What's the best way to get the family involved in the process of spring cleaning and decluttering?
So my way may not be everybody's way, but I think that when it comes to trying to get the family together, I believe in open, honest, transparent discussions. I believe that you want to bring the family together in the living room and you just want to have a discussion and let your family know that you need help. And I believe that if you truly are open with your family and you let them know that, hey, I need help with these things, I'm not the only one that makes this mess, that you can actually change the outcome of your responsibilities and also teach your children. Because people these days, they don't feel like their kids are old enough to clean. And I hate to say this, but it's just the reality. Children can start helping clean as early as the age of two. You can literally go on Google and look up age-appropriate cleaning tasks. They can help with unloading the dishwasher, and it teaches them colors, shapes, fine motor skills, everything as early as age two. Not only that, we have to also prepare our children to go out there in the world. So we can't have our kids going off to college and not knowing how to clean their room, organize their room, not knowing how to prepare a meal, not knowing how to do laundry. So having that family discussion and having the family come together as a whole will make it easier for you, as well as teach them what they need to go out into the world.
So, how long should spring cleaning take? Should it take just a few days? Should it take a few weeks? Should it take a couple months? What are your thoughts on that?
So it's going to be different for every person, right? Because I have some individuals that have 900 square foot apartments. I have some clients that have 16,000 square foot homes. So of course, it's going to be different for everybody. It can take weeks, months, days, and even years for some people, because it also is going to depend on the amount of stuff they have. You have minimalist, you have what I call medium list. And then you have people that might have some hoarding tendencies. So it's going to be different for everyone. But what I say is just get started. Don't think about the time, just get started. And if you run into a snag, then that's why you have people like myself or like Naima that can help you. We have done a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, including every drawer, cabinet, and closet in 26 hours. So it can be done in a matter of days. You just have to have the stick-to-itiveness, as I would like to call it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's important that you bring that up because you don't have to do it on your own, right? If you are stuck, if you're not good with the spring cleaning, if you have like piles of things that have been sitting there and you have the intention to, donate it or whatever, then, if you have the means, call in a professional, especially a professional organizer. I don't know anyone who's ever regretted hiring a professional organizer.
Absolutely, me either. And another thing to add to that, and is the fact that the less you have, the less you have to maintain, the less you have to create homes for. So I know a lot of people don't like decluttering, but when I tell you that the after effect is so freeing when you see that you don't have a lot to clean up, you don't have a lot to maintain, because you've gotten rid of the things that no longer serve you.
So, I think a part of, well, a part of decluttering is, the donations, right? Purging your items, donating the things that are in good condition. There are some people who don't want to donate to a place where they're just going to sell those items, right? They rather give it to a more charitable organization. Can you tell us of good places to donate items, maybe for those people who still have their bags of donations just sitting there and they're waiting to send them off, but they're unsure where they should go.
So it's definitely going to depend on what you are trying to donate, because some places take different things. But one place that I love here in Georgia is Dress for Success. So if you have dressy apparel that can be worn in the workplace or on an interview, I recommend you guys taking it there. If you have household items like sinks and wood and things like that, you can donate it to Habitat for Humanity Restore. Yes, they sell their items, but what a lot of people don't know is that they also have programs where they will go in the community and they will actually fix up people's homes with the products that they have as well, with the money that they receive from the items that you bring to them. But there are lots of missions, and depending on where you're located at, the missions are going to be different, but you can literally search on Google the area in which you reside in and type in the word missions for donations, and it will bring them up. But here in Atlanta, we have Dress for Success. We have the Atlanta Cancer Society. Like I said, Habitat for Humanity. There are so many places. So I definitely just encourage you all to, again, go on Google and locate places to donate, and it will bring you up a list.
All right. Those are some great, great options. Now, can you tell us, what are some of your favorite organizing products? Do you have any specific for, spring cleaning?
Yes. So when it comes to organizing products, I would say that my all-time favorite is cube organizers, right? That's not necessarily for spring cleaning, but with cube organizers, it's something that you can put in pretty much any room and organize and hide whatever it is you have. Like in my home, I wasn't given a linen closet, and I was able to take a nice cube organizer with the fancy legs, you know, and put it in my oversized hallway, put some decorations on top of it, and voila, I created a linen closet, and people don't even know that that is what it is. You're able to use them in playrooms and living rooms. I've put them together to make like an entertainment center look. Also, I love multi-purpose bins. So when it comes to spring cleaning, I use the multi-purpose bins under the kitchen sink, under the bathroom sink, to organize cleaning products and hygiene products. I have used them in garages to organize the different things like garden supplies and things like that. So those are definitely two of my favorite products, one for organizing and one that can be used for spring cleaning supplies. And then if you have an area that you can put all of your cleaning products in, then I also love the bars that you're able to attach to the wall to hold your broom and your mops and your Swiffer duster and everything all in one place.
All right, you're getting us all the way together. I appreciate it. Hopefully the people listening appreciate it as well. I would love to know, can you tell everyone, what's your greatest professional achievement?
So that is a good question. I will say it's always been hard for me to think of things like that when it comes to myself. Like if you ask me about you, you know, I can easily tell you that. But when people ask me about me, it's hard to, you know, come up with that. But I would want to say that the biggest achievement I feel like I have made was coming to Atlanta during the pandemic, and within a 6-month time frame from June of 2020 to December of 2020, I built a team of 9. And in less than a year of moving to a place where nobody knew me, I was able to build a 6-figure business and also not just take care of just me and my family, but also my girls that are still with me to this day.
I love it. Alexia, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your spring cleaning and decluttering tips. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Well, here comes my corniness. I sometimes tell people, you could Google me, baby. No, but no, really, if you do Google my name, Alexia Lexi Ford, or Passion Organizing, you will be able to see different interviews that I've done. podcasts, TV appearances. You'll be able to find that information. You can also go to my website, www.passionorganizing.com, and you can find me on the socials at Passion Organizing. There's no weird characters, but Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that is just Passion Organizing.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.